What up, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of Zoe's Podcast Show. I am your host, Zoe, and I'm going to let you know what's going down. Oh, man, damn. Your boy is back with another podcast for your ass. I told y'all last week, I'm going to try to stay consistent with this podcast thing. And last week I did one, and this week I'm doing one. I'm going to try to put out podcasts at least every pay-per-view. At least. Okay, so don't be surprised when you see another podcast for like a fight night or anything like that. It's your boy. He probably has some time and we're going to talk about some things. Okay, so y'all already know the vibes, man. Y'all already know the vibes. Don't get it twisted. We are here. Your boy is back. It's a wrap. And now let's talk about a couple things on this podcast. Yo, let's talk about what happened last weekend. Kobe Covington versus Tyron Woodley. Let's talk about the outcome of that. Let's talk about what's going on this weekend. UFC 253 Fight Island. Israel Adesanya defends his title against Paulo Costa. Let's talk about it, y'all. Let's do it. All right, y'all. Let's talk about the fight that happened this past weekend. Kobe Covington versus Tyron Woodley. And, you know, we all know the result. Kobe Covington wins. Tyron Woodley, like, breaks his rib or cracks his rib, whatever. And yeah, that's how Kobe Covington win. But throughout the fight, you know, it wasn't the fight that we wanted to see, right? Kobe Covington was definitely dominating the whole fight, and you know, he just won every round. But I was still hopeful for Tyron Woodley to come back. You know what I'm saying? I actually picked Tyron Woodley to win just because that I thought that he had like a little bit more ring experience. He was in there. He was in the ring for I think it was like this past March or something when he lost to Gilbert Burns. So I think he had the feel for the ring and everything like that. He had all that, I feel like, right? And this is the rivalry that you know spans about 2 years, and you would think that he'll be ready for the fight. You'd think that he'll be, you know, and Kobe Covington, he hasn't fought in like, you know, a while since losing to Kamaru Usman, and you know, I just thought that he was gonna have that motivation, that momentum, that, you know, I'm not rusty because I just was in the ring a few months ago and we can get back at it. But it's just the same Tyron Woodley we saw for the past couple fights. You know, the Kamaru Usman fight, he just looked at, like he didn't know what was going on. Gilbert Burns fight, same way. And now this fight, he looked the same way. I'm not going to, you know, throw in the towel for Tyron Woodley for now. But I definitely feel like he is not going to get the title back. He's not going to go for another title, you know, push or anything like that. Even if he goes up a division, if he goes up to a middleweight, I don't see that happening. But I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? As Tyron Woodley, you know, he has, you know, the championship mentality. He's been in the game for a long time. You know, he knows what to do. In a fight, he has a good fight IQ, but you know, it might be the weight cut, and it might be, you know, he just doesn't have it anymore, or it might be, you know, these young guys are doing it the way that he did it before. But it's basically for me, like Tyron Woodley is, like I said, I don't want to throw in the towel. I don't want to say he's done. But I just don't see him as a top contender anymore. And I just feel like this hit, if he gets the next fight after he heals and everything like that, whoever he fights next, it's just going to be a name on their resume if he doesn't win. So, you know, I just think he's in this portion in his fight career where, you know, he can either go forward and, you know, try to make the best of whatever he had done, or he can, you know, bow out and, you know, just retire. It's up to him, whatever he chooses. But I know for a fact, like, if he loses the next fight, yeah, it's got to be a wrap for him, man. It's got to be a wrap. So now on to Kobe Covington. So Colby Covington gets the win, of course. He calls out, like, Kamaru Usman. And, of course, he calls out Masvidal. And, you know, it just keeping his name in people's mouth and keeping his name relevant and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, that's what pretty much what he's doing. Shouting out the top names, and which is fine. It's cool. You know, that's what you're supposed to do as a fighter. You want to promote yourself and everything like that. That's cool. But the back and forth. Well, first of all, to be honest, when he had the phone call from the president, I was just like done, right? I was just like disgusted. But I'm like, you know, that's his boy. It's cool to get the phone call. I just felt like that was, you know, antics. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like that was made for that time. I don't know. I don't know this thing about that. It's whatever. But after that, when they had the back and forth with Colby Covington and Kamaru Usman, you know, it's just some things, man, that you just, I feel like you don't say. I just feel like, even with, not even with that, but with his post-fight interview as well with John Anik, and, you know, he said some things there too, like, about Tom Willie being a terrorist and he likes criminals and like all this kind of stuff. Like, you're like, whoa. It's, you know, I mean, but what do you expect? You know, he's part of that Donald Trump umbrella. You know what I'm saying? He's part of that. And at this point, man, I don't even know if it's, you know, him playing a part, or I mean, I know a lot of people say, you know, he's playing a part, he's not really like this, da 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 da. But at this point, I don't even care anymore. Like, if you're going to pay that part, you're trash to me. And yeah, you're a good fighter. Yeah, you know how to fight. Yeah, you've beaten some people. Yeah, you're a top contender, blah, blah, blah. But you're still trash. As a person, you're trash. If you have that mentality. And of course, like I said, when he's going back and forth with Kamaru Usman, said some real racist shit. I can't even, like, you know, fathom why would you say stuff like that. Like, you know, he's talking about I got calls from the president. Who you gonna get calls from? They gonna give you smoke signals in your tribe or something. It was racist, man. It wasn't even borderline racist. It was racist. That's the way I took it. And I'm not the only person that took it that way. And I feel like he's just trash, man. He's just trash. And it hurts me to see him thrive the way he's thriving, because how much of a trash person that he is. And I feel like maybe that could be, it can be the other side too, feeling the same way about Kamaru Usman, or, you know, whoever is on top that they don't like. You know, he was calling out LeBron James and shit. I understand how that hurts you. Maybe because I'm black, I'm like, you know, I want to see them win, you know what I'm saying? Because of all the oppression that we've been through, and to somebody to come up and say these things and do these things and have this president, and it's just trash, man. It's just plain trash, and I hate it. And I don't like the word hate, but I hate it, man. And it gets me, what can I say? It gets me worried about what's going to happen in November. You know, of course, we have a whole bunch of people talking about vote. And I'm going to do my part. Of course, I'm going to vote. But at this point, man, it's like these people, they are, there's so much of them. I know this pandemic and this year 2020 has shown a lot of, you know, BS going on in the world. You know, people dying, a lot of BS is going on, right? But the one good thing that I love about 2020 is that it is showing the real true colors of who these people are. And you just see it. You don't just see it in, like, with politics, or you don't just see it in with celebrities. You see it in your everyday life. nowadays. Like, you see, like, who you, you know, who you conversate with, or who you know at your job, at your school, at, you know, your neighbors or whatever, and you see what they represent out of this pandemic, out of this, you know, these shootings of all these, you know, unarmed black people, the Breonna Taylor thing that went on. We got the whole case from that, the verdict from that and all that kind of stuff. It's just, and you see all this kind of stuff, and honestly, to be a black person, man, it's really weighing down on me. I mean, you know, it's worrying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's stressful. And, you know, with, it just comes back to the whole Kobe Covington thing. I know I was supposed to be talking about MMA, but, you know, he takes it to a political point, so I got to take it to a political point. And that's why I feel like, yeah, I hate the, you know, this Kobe Covington era. Like, I really hope that, this is one of the people that I really hope that does not get the title. You know what I'm saying? Because if he does, it's going to be a problem. And if he gets the title, and in November, if, you know, Donald Trump wins, it's going to be a problem. And nobody is saying anything about it. You know, some fighters are saying, yo, we don't like what Kobe said, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then earlier this week, or a couple days ago, we tried to, you know, get Dana White to be like, hey, man, you know, relax. Couple reporters asked Dana White about it. Dana White is just like, I don't want to say anything about nobody. Basically saying, like, we don't tell no fighters what to say. And honestly, I didn't hear anything racist. It just, it's so trash. It's so trash that I feel like, what am I doing as a black man watching UFC? Like, it's really got me into it. Like, I love the sport. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I watch it. And, you know, some of these guys on here, you know, I really love to watch them fight. That's what it is. But Dana White, a few other people, whatever. I'm kind of skeptical about Justin Gaethje. What I'm thinking about. I'm so, like, stressed out right now. Even Jorge Masvidal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like the dude, but, like, you defending this guy, and it's defending this trash guy, and it's getting overwhelming, man. It's like, ugh, I don't know, man. It's just hard to watch some people. It's hard to watch UFC sometimes. It's hard sometimes to watch this sport when you got a president or owner, well, I don't know what he is anymore, but Dana White. You have Dana White, Kobe Covington, and more, you know, cats that's talking about, you know, this, how good of a person this trash ass president is. And it's overwhelming, man. It's overwhelming. I said too much, or maybe I didn't say enough at all. I don't know. But the end result is the end result. You know what I'm saying? Kobe Covington beats Tyron Woodley. And we all know Kobe Covington is trash. Nobody likes him. And this furthermore gets him to the top to fight either Kamaru Usman for the belt again after he fights Burns. If Burns will ever make it, he might be the backup. I don't know. Or Jorge Masvidal, which those two were friends and they got the whole storyline, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I don't care who he fights. I just want to see him lose. I want to see, you know, I was happy when Kamaru Usman broke his jaw. And I thought, like, you know, just calm down now and just whatever. But it's not. He's back at it. As long as he's going to win, as long as he wins, he's going to keep talking. And if the president wins in November, he's going to keep talking even more. And it's just going to be a whole nother story, man. I don't know. I kind of don't even want to talk about this anymore. I think I'm over it now. So, yeah, let's just get into with the fights this weekend, because I can't. All right, so let's get into UFC 253 this weekend. This Saturday, Israel Adesanya versus Paulo Costa. That's the main event. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about a couple fights, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just go into it because last podcast, I just talked about the main fight, which is cool. But, you know, let's talk about, like, what we always usually talk about, you know, the main card. I'm going to give you my picks, and we're going to talk about them. But first, there's a few fights on the prelims and, you know, early prelims that, you know, you need to relax and chill out and, you know, check those out on ESPN. I think it's on ESPN2, actually. You can check those out. Of course, Diego Sanchez, still kicking, still doing his thing. He's fighting in the prelims. Also, we have this dude, Shane Young. He looks like he's a good prospect, man. We're going to check him out. Alex De Silva versus Brad Riddle. Those guys are headlining the prelims, so they definitely going to check that out and see what's going on with them. So, all right, so look, those are a couple fights that I'm going to that are highlighting to me that, you know, I gotta check those out. But let's get into the main card, man. The first fight that we have on here is a featherweight fight. Hakeem Dawodu versus Zobiria Tukhagov. I totally butchered his name and I don't care. Hakeem Dawodu is 11-1, and he's 19-4-1. And if you don't know who this guy is, I know who he is. I just don't know how to say his damn name. Zubara? I'm gonna say it like that now. So Zubara is the dude who a couple years ago with the Habib versus Conor fight. That's the dude who was in the mix as well. Okay, so I think he got a suspension. I don't know, but he's back, and he's fighting Hakeem Dawodu. Now, Hakeem Dawodu, I feel like should win this fight. The dude is spectacular. I love everything about Hakeem Dawodu, man. He has power. He has wrestling. He has it. He has it, man. I like his style. I'm gonna pick Hakeem Dawodu, not because he's black, but because he's black. I like Hakeem Dawodu, man. I like his fights, man. His fights that he had last year, but that fight that he had with I forgot who it was, but it's UFC 240. I know that. But it was an Asian dude. I forgot his name. But he had that knockout in the third round. That had me convinced, like, this dude is pretty good, man. And then he won his last fight. I forgot who he was against there, too. But it was another another pay-per-view. But I don't think it was on a pay-per-view, but I think it was on the prelims. He won that fight. But it wasn't a finish at all. But he just won that fight. But this fight, I don't think it's gonna be a finish either because of Zubara. He's a really good dude. I mean, he trains with Khabib Nurmagomedov and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's gonna be a finish. I think it's gonna be a decision. Hakeem wins by decision. And that's why I'm going with my first pick of the night or whatever. Sorry about that. That's the garbage truck in the back of me. Next fight, we have Kathleen Vieira versus Sahara Eubanks or Ebanks. I don't know how to say this still. But Sahara is just fought like a couple weeks ago, right? So, I mean, Caitlin. I'm gonna say Caitlin, right? She is a prospect too, man. She is a prospect. So Sahara Eubanks, man, she just fought, like I said, and she won by decision. And she's coming back in a couple weeks, man. She's at it. And it wasn't like, you know, she finished the fight. She got a decision. So she's back at it. You know what I'm saying? So props to her. So with this fight, man, I don't know. I'm not picking Sarah Eubanks, though. Even though I probably should. I'm not. Kathleen is a she is a prospect, man. I really think she's going to be up there in the division pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, she's beat Aldana I think last year. It felt like a long time ago, but last year she beat Aldana with a KO. You know what I'm saying? So, I think she's climbing her way to the top. I don't know where she's at in the ranking wise, but damn it, she's the next one. And I don't think Sarah Eubanks is going to be winning this fight. So I'm going to pick Kathleen Varea. I don't know how to say it either. I'm so bad at these names, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm picking her for the win. And I'm thinking she might get not a decision. I think she might get a finish too. She might get a finish. I'm going to say second round finish, knockout. Let's do that. Next fight. Kai Kara France versus Brandon Roval. This is gonna be a good fight, man. Both those guys are really good. Kai is 21-8 with one no contest, and Brandon is 11-4. All right, so this is gonna be going crazy. Brandon just beats Tim Elliott, I feel like a couple months back, right? Like in March. He submitted Tim Elliott, and yeah, man, like I said, man, these guys can throw hands. These guys can do what they need to do. Kai, he beat Tyson Nam a few months back in February, but that was a decision win. So with that said, man, I'm picking Brandon Roval for the decision win. Even though he might have some submissions, I think Kai is not going to let him do all that. But for the main part, Brandon is going to win that fight. Now, the next fight is the co-main event for the light heavyweight championship that John Jones threw away because there was no more competition. Yeah, I said it. I don't care what you think. Okay? The fight with Dominic Reyes versus Jan Błachowicz is going down. The winner is going to be the champion. Now, Dominic Reyes is 12-1. Jan is 26-8. And Jan got the knockout power. Dominic Reyes looks like he has the IQ. He also has some knockout power. But I feel like this fight is not going the distance. I feel like this fight is going to be a contender of the fight of the night, or what you call it, the finish of the night, whatever kind of finish. It's going to get $50,000. It's going to be a contender to get some $50,000 money, okay? So who I have in this fight? Let me break it down a little bit. Now, Dominic Reyes, people say that Dom beat John Jones. Whatever, okay? John Jones won. He had the W. He still was the champ. Whatever. I don't care. I'm a John Jones fan, and it was the worst performance by John Jones that I can say for myself. But he still gets the W, so I don't care. But Dominic Reyes is a really good fighter, man. He was fighting really good in that fight. And like I said, people say that he won that fight, and they robbed him. But he is a really good fighter. I do respect him in that regard. Now, the one thing I can't get down with is in the press conference, he was talking about, I'm going to make fighting great again. I'm like, bro, that's too close. That's too close to MAGA. I don't like that. So I'm going to go with Jan. I hope Jan breaks your face. I don't say, I don't feel like that. But Jan, man, his last opponent was Corey Anderson, who he knocks out, and he's calling out John Jones. So John Jones is sitting right there, and Jan is not nobody to take lightly. Of course, Corey Anderson find out that way, even though he beat him once before. He's not nobody to look you know, over. Honestly, you know, if Dom actually looks over him, he can get knocked out really quick. So I think Dom is actually taking this fight serious, whichever people that you fight serious, right? But to be honest, there's nobody to look over. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody to look over after Jan. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, there's no other big fights in the light heavyweight division. You know what I mean? It's not like he's gonna beat Jan and you're like, oh, I'm going to face John Jones next. No, John is gone from that division. He's going to be in heavyweight. If you want to fight John, you got to go up to heavyweight. John is not coming back down. There's no interest of going back to light heavyweight. And Dominic Reyes is definitely not going to get John back into light heavyweight. So there's no fight to look over for Jan after he beats Jan. Or if he beats Jan, there's no fight to look over him. There's no other contenders in the, you know, in the light heavyweight division to be like, yo, I want that dude. I want to beat that dude. There's nobody. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody to look over. So he has to put all his focus on Jan. And with that said, I'm picking Dominic Reyes to win this fight. TKO or knockout. But I'm going to say TKO. And I'm going to say, like, second round. Let's put that in there. Second round. I was going to say third round, but I think it's gonna be second round. Yeah. Now, the last fight that we have on here, the main event that we have on here, Israel Adesanya defends his title against Paulo Costa. Israel's 19-0. Paulo is 13-0. Both of you guys are undefeated. And it's just a great fight, man. This is gonna be a really good fight. You know, Dana White is talking about this might be the fight of the night. I'm not disagreeing with him, but this fight right here, yo, is going to be crazy. Now, we all know what happened with Israel Adesanya in his last fight with Romero, and that was uneventful. It was, right? Paulo Costa, he's been out for a long time, too. But, you know, it's Paulo Costa, you know, he's the beast, you know what I'm saying? He's the eraser. Boshinya, I think that's how you say it, right? I don't know how to say it. I'm going to stop doing that. But with this fight, man, I don't even know why anybody will pick against Israel Adesanya. So I don't understand why people do that. Why would people do that? You know Israel Adesanya, you know what he did. With that being said, I'm going to pick Paulo. No. Hell no. Israel Adesanya all the way. Your boy, the style bender, is going to get the finish. That's right. Finish. Fourth round, I'm going to say the knockout. And he's going to knock this big-ass dude out. I'm going to say it for you. He's going to knock this big-ass dude out. He's going to tire him out. He's going to, you know, have precision. And when he's ready to strike, when he's ready to go down, when he's ready to, you know, end it, Israel Adesanya is going to do his thing. Israel Adesanya with the knockout in the fourth round to defend his title once again. And still the UFC middleweight champion, Israel Adesanya, last style bender in the building. He's going to talk mad mess. He's going to say whatever he has to say. Listen, that's how it's going to go down, okay? There's nothing else to say. Paulo Costa is going to come hard. He's going to come with the power. He better come with some body shots. I better see some body shots from Paulo. If we don't have no body shots, then Paulo is going to go down, okay? But Israel Adesanya, he's just that dude, man. Everybody knows it. Everybody conform to it. He's just that dude. Israel Adesanya is going to win this fight. Plain and simple. He's going to win this fight. And that's all I got. That's all I got for that. Lastly, on a, you know, a different note, we lost a couple of people this past week or last weekend. On Friday, we lost a Supreme Court justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG, you may know her as. I actually learned about her last year. Like, I was in my government class, and my teacher at the time, she had this shirt on, the Notorious RBG shirt on, and she was like, you guys know what this is? And nobody knew. And yeah, she just told us about what she's done, what she's been through, how she got there, and the inspiration that she gave to a lot of women. So it was a hard hit last weekend. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, rest in peace for her. She had a long life, you know, but, you know, you just hate to see someone like her, you know, her spirit, her, you know, everything about her just oozed out great person, you know, and we just lost a great person. So, you know, rest in peace for her. Also, this past week, if you're a wrestling fan, we just lost another wrestler, you know, pretty young too, 60 years old, Road Warrior Animal. If you don't know who that is, you know, if you know the Road Warriors, and you know, there was called the Legion of Doom before they had to change their name to Road Warriors and everything like that. They wrestled all around the world, in Japan and you know, of course, in the States, WWE, WCW, everywhere. They wrestled everywhere, and they just was on the road. They was just one of the best tag team partners around. Of course, Road Warrior Hawk, he died a few years ago, and he actually, you know, he got sobered up and everything like that. If you have a chance to watch this show on a Vice, I think the channel is Vice. It's I think it's Beyond the Mat or Beyond the Ring or something like that. It talks about like wrestlers and, you know, what they go through and everything like that. One of the episodes, I think, of this past season was about the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, and, you know, Road Warrior Animal was, you know, talking about his friend, talking about their relationship, talking about what they did. And it was very, like, it's a very cool thing that you can see behind the scenes thing too, you know what I'm saying? So if you get a chance, check that out. You can Google it, or I'm pretty sure you can find it on there. If you have the channel Vice, you can check that out there. But yeah, he just, the Road Warrior Animal just passed away this past Wednesday. 60 years old, man. I mean, these wrestlers, you know, you just hope that they are more healthy than they were back in the day. You know, they was going through the grind back in the day. And if you look at that show on Vice, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, just a hit, you know what I'm saying? 2020, you know what I'm saying? What can I say about that? So rest in peace to the notorious Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and also rest in peace to Road Warrior Animal, the Legion of Boom. Back together, but, you know, it's still kind of sad, man. So rest in peace to them. That's all I got for today, man. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast either on Apple, Google Play, Anchor, Spotify, however you listen to the podcast. Please subscribe. And if you may, please give me a 5-star rating. I really appreciate that as well. If you guys are on Twitter, hit me up on Twitter at Zoe Yours Truly. I'll put it in the description in the podcast. And yeah, hit me up on there, because I'm going to be live tweeting for the fights. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Zoe Podcast 1. Hit me up there, and we can always talk about the fights there. Even if there is no fight night, we can always talk about anything MMA. You know, we always talk about MMA there. That's all I got. Y'all take it easy. Have an awesome weekend. Stay safe out there. Put on your mask and your hand sanitizer, and enjoy the fights, man. I'll see you then. Peace.